They love me. They love me not. They love me. They love me not. They don't love me. Why have I been abandoned? Wait, what's that sound? Could it be? Abs, we've waited so long for this. They're back.
Oh my gosh, that vacation was so fun. Yancey Street rolls. What's...
Yeah, it smells horrible in here.
What is that? What's that smell?
Oh my god. It's Namor and his tank.
I can't even see him in there. It's just solid green.
Did you not tell anybody to clean this?
I left a note for you to do it.
Uh-oh.
Blub, 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 blub. Here I am. I'm poking my head out from the aquarium top. You can see how much I missed you. Even my abs are crying.
With all the algae on your head, it looks like you're wearing a cute green wig.
First thing you do is make fun of me and you don't kiss me.
We'll kiss you, I guess, but we gotta take a shower first.
He will kiss me, so it'll be slobbering time.
I'm already ready for a vacation again.
Yep, here we go. Boop, beep, 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 zip. Welcome back, everyone, to the Namor Podcast. An Imperious Rex to you all.
Imperious Rex.
I am the Sean Mariner.
Boo.
And this is my co-host, Dr. Imperious Joe. It's been so long. It's been so long, I almost forgot our names again.
Yep.
But I feel like that kind of happens pretty often.
And just look at our name tags.
Oh. Boop, boop.
Oh, they're backwards, though.
So switch it around.
Now they're upside down.
It's like it's in a mirror. Okay. Yeah, so we've been gone for a long time. A lot of that is due to schoolwork and Joe taking over as owner of shop.
True.
And
just general party times.
Oh, yeah, party times.
Lots of party times.
Yep, lots of vacation on Yancey Street, which you heard in
the
beginning.
That was fun, yeah. Except when the Yancey Street gang came.
Yeah.
Roughed us up.
That sucked.
Yeah.
We didn't even do anything.
Nope.
Just looking around
place.
For some shave ice. Yep. We didn't like that. All right. So to catch us up, what, Dr. Imperious Joe, have you been doing lately?
When did we last record?
Like a year and a half
ago.
Okay.
So I bought the shop.
Okay.
So now I own it.
Mm-hmm.
That has become most of my life.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You might hear dog sounds also.
Yeah, we're recording in my house, and my dog all of a sudden decided to become the liveliest animal ever.
Yeah, very like...
Right before we were recording, she was just laying there.
Yep, so but say now, hello, Molly. Yeah.
Now she has to eat a couple bites, then walk outside, then come back in, eat a couple bites.
Gotta work out those calories. Keep that body looking tight.
Yeah, she is looking good.
All right.
Well, what have you been up to?
Lots of school. Lots of school and also lots of getting ready to move.
Yeah, boo.
Dr. Imperious Joe's favorite thing about
me. Oh, yeah. So if you want to hear me cry on a different podcast, go listen to the Lazy Teacher podcast.
Yay.
Where I was a guest on it and he brought up Sean at the end and it was a bad idea for the end.
So we had to switch up the ending and talk about something happier. I think it was good. He should have left it on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Would have like been his most emotional podcast he had done up to that.
Yeah, day. I'm so happy the video cut out because it would have just been me looking sad.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah.
I would have watched it over and over and over. Lick the screen.
I think my tears shorted out the wiring.
Nice. So you guys were video recording also?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's got a whole little like setup in his garage.
Oh,
nice.
Mr. Fancy Pants.
Yeah. He had like a whole like screen behind him and everything.
What?
It was fancy. Yeah.
Like a green screen?
No. It's like trees and stuff. Huh. But it's a good trees? Podcast. Highly recommend the Lazy Teacher Podcast.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
So, other than that, not much going on.
Nope.
We went to Comic-Con.
We did.
And that was semi-fun. I'm having a really crappy time. Oh, you want to hear Dr. Beer's joke cry? Yeah. Here we go.
So, in full honesty, we were supposed to go Thursday and Sunday, and then my mom's health took a really bad turn.
Yeah.
And I had to go out to Nevada, and she died later that week.
Yeah.
So, good times.
A moment of silence.
All right.
All right. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I did get that 000 exclusive thing, so that was nice. At Comic-Con.
000.
The Evil C-3PO.
Oh, yes. That yeah. Was cool. That was really, really cool. I tried to build cool.
it, but
yeah.
I got it.
But, yeah, you got it. That'll be a fun little hobby.
Yeah.
What are you? I just got some, like I said, figure arts, a couple of Dragon Ball figures, basically.
They're nice.
Oh,
and you got your little cockroach, dude.
I did not. I did not get.
Trying to make you cry.
Yeah, it's going to work.
Yeah. So, yeah, hey, dude, like, selling it on Amazon. Just lower the price. Just give it to Sean for the $200.
Oh, yeah. Now he has it up to $419.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's a $90 figure.
That's bonkers.
And like 2 days after it was being sold, it was like all of a sudden five times the price or something. Yeah.
Ridiculous. So Sean was going to buy it when it was $200, but his birthday was like 2 days later or something.
Right.
And he was waiting to get Amazon gift cards,
right,
which he received. And then the price went up to $250.
Yes.
Then it went up to like $300. And now it's up to $400 something. Yes. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it was the Gomez Street Edition, like Mezco figure, 112 thing. Yeah. And it was a Comic-Con exclusive. I didn't even know it was there until we passed by the booth on Sunday and they were all sold out. And I was like, oh my gosh, we were here Thursday, that we would have gotten.
Yeah. So if anyone has one that they don't enjoy.
Yeah. If you hate it, just send it my way.
Yeah. The Sean Mariner will love you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't really think there's too much been going on this semester. We have like history, religion, and some nutrition class.
Boo.
But that's about it. Yeah. So, this week we're going to be covering probably zero comic books.
Yeah. Because we can talk about Major X.
We can. We'll be talking about comic books, and we'll be talking about Namor.
Yeah.
Finally.
And it's not going to be like as major of a point as before.
Yeah.
Because we didn't really carry on.
Yeah.
From when Dharma got like taken by, who was it? Somebody with a TH in their name.
Yeah, that's something.
Some bad guy. Yeah. I think it was Thrak, oh, but
speaking of bad guys who are back, the Puppet Master is back.
No!
In Fantastic real? Four like comics.
In, yeah, like in current day current?
Fantastic Four.
Oh, that's terrible.
That was, I think, the last cliffhanger was that someone gave him radioactive clay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it was radioactive soil. It was Dr. Doom gave him radioactive soil. Yeah. So then the Puppet Master is back and he makes the Hulk attack the
thing. Wait.
On their honeymoon.
Before we get into this, let's just go skinny dipping with our pal Namor.
Oh, yeah.
In your pool in the backyard.
Yeah, that does have a little bit of algae in it.
Yep. So here we go.
Bloop.
All right. So here we are in the pool.
It's warm.
It's so warm.
Because it is hot in Temecula.
You know?
I mean, in Temecula.
Some like it hot.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So what happens with Puppet Master?
Oh, Dr. Doom.
I mean, Pupper Master.
Yeah. So Dr. Doom, I think one of the Eternal or Celestials.
Okay.
Whatever. One of them dies in, or they capture him at Doom Mountain. They're like harnessing his energy. No, it was Galactus. They're harnessing Galactus's energy. And then Galactus gets free from the Fantastic Four, leaves behind a little bit of radioactive soil, to which Dr. Doom's like, oh, I know the perfect thing to do with this.
Oh my gosh.
And then gives it to the Puppet Master.
You know what would have been the last issue that I read? To do with that would have been throw it away or leave it where you found it and never give it to Puppet Master so he doesn't ever have to show his stupid face again.
Yeah. So then the Puppet Master, I think in the next one, he's controlling the Hulk, and the Hulk is destroying the thing because it's like 10 years, the thing goes back to being a human for 2 weeks.
Oh, weird.
So they make it where it's on his honeymoon.
Mm.
And the last thing they show is that he's about to turn human in like 3 seconds. And he's like, come on, Hulk, I got all the time in the world.
What the heck?
Yeah. And he doesn't have his Fantastic Four communicator because he's going on his honeymoon. And
that sounds really dumb.
It is.
But usually anything with the thing is pretty stupid.
Yeah. But for comic books, Major X is pretty good.
Yeah, so tell me about that.
It is, so far I think they're 6 issues deep.
Okay.
But it's...
Hey, did you fall asleep?
Oh, yeah. It was so deep. It put everything to sleep.
Okay, cool.
But it's...
Even your buns?
Yeah. But I don't want to say too much spoiler stuff, but it's good. And Major X is from the future, and mm-hmm. he is involved with Cable. There's lots of time travel. Cable is a big part of this story.
Nice.
There's also a Dreadpool, which is... He's another character from the future, and then the real Deadpool's in it. The X-Men are in it. Okay. And Namor as an old man is in it.
That's awesome.
And he has 2 children in it that are Roman and Lorna, I believe.
Huh.
Yeah. But it's good. And his kids have become very Namor-like, and they're just like,
nice.
Surface world, doesn't care about us, kill everyone.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm actually playing... Okay, so we're going to go out of comic book zone here for a second and talk about video games for a second.
Oh, but really quick. Namor uses that giant horn to...
to summon.
Bring the serpent again. Okay. And it's pretty awesome. The serpent's drawn so well. The art in it's really good. I highly recommend Major X.
You showed me a picture of him as the old Namor, and he looks rad.
Yeah.
Like, really
good. Yeah, like, it's got, like, a receding hairline. And his, like, facial hair is awesome because he does not have a mustache.
Yeah, so I'm playing this game called Dragon Quest Builders 2, and there's this character that is... kind of like you create your own character, and then there's this other character who's in the story named Malroth,
okay,
who acts just like Namor.
Nice.
Like, he's so cool. He even has, like, mad eyebrows. He has elf ears. He's super good at fighting. All he wants to do is destroy stuff.
Nice.
Like, he's really only kind of cares about himself, but he cares about your character,
yeah,
too. Like, you guys are best friends. And whenever you build something and complete something, Malroth and your character always high-five each other.
Nice.
It's awesome. And they say huzzah in that game.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Awesome. It's awesome. Kind of like a little bit like Minecraft-ish, like in the way that it's made, but the graphics are just actually good.
Okay. We'll have to check it out. It's called Dragon Ball Z?
Dragon Quest. You confuse me so bad.
Dragon's Quest Lair.
Builders 2? I think is what it is.
Okay, Dungeons and Dragons Ball Z Builder.
Oh, speaking of Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
There's this website called Hero Forge.
Okay.
And you can create your own little custom miniatures on it. Like, choose your head,
that's cool.
Choose your hair, choose like your height, build.
Yeah.
All of your clothing, what you want your character to be holding in the hands, what you want on the base, like if you want a little skull.
So you have to tell
it
what you want, what you really, really want?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you do. And so I made a custom action figure of myself that's being made right now. And he's got like a baseball hat on. He has like these types of like 80s
awesome.
Glasses.
How big is it?
It's going to be like a miniature.
Okay.
Like a little
nice.
Like D&D miniature thing. It shows it being like next to a dice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little like it's the dice is like half the size, I think.
Hmm.
But I gave him in his hand. He has like one hand on his hip. He's wearing like that jacket, like the Star-Lord jacket.
Oh,
wow. Looks kind of like it.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of options.
Yeah.
How much is it to build one?
It depends on the material you use. So I chose one that was a little bit higher material so I could paint it. And it's like this plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think total it's coming out to about $30.
Okay.
Sounds
like it's just like fun gift for people.
A fun gift. Or if you have your own 3D printer, then you can just buy the file that you make on there for like $7 or $8 or something. So if you have your own 3D printer, this is like, I think, a really, really fun website. Other than that, it's actually just fun to go on there and create your own character.
Right.
And you can save them to your profile, and you can save a bunch of them to your profile.
Nice.
So you can just keep going back, editing them. So I made like all the Ninja Turtles, like put them all in my thing just for
it's
fun.
It's called Hero Builder?
Hero Forge.
Hero Forge.
.com, I think.
.com,
so,
okay.
Do
all of them have like little, nope, nothing.
So my guy is one hand on his hip, other hand holding a pepperoni pizza.
Nice. That's awesome.
So yeah, it seems really fun. When I get it, I'll let you know if it's like actually
cool
or worth it or whatever.
Yeah, because Drew wants to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes. See, and if you had your own character that you like custom thinking, build,
that'd be pretty awesome.
And I know they have beard options because I gave my guy a beard, and I know there's ones without mustaches. Mm-hmm. So.
And it'd be funny to build like a Drew one as a gift for him, like really looking funny over his glasses, saying you're sick.
I don't think you'd have that much degree of like thing, but you can change their poses. And then you can like micro change their poses a little bit too, from like torso up.
Oh, nice.
Can't change their legs really. Okay. Back into comic book land. Yes. What else is happening with the Namor?
He's also still in the Invaders. He's actually in like a few things as like the big bad guy now.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause in the Invaders, they're all going after him. Cause he's like gone to, again, the point of just, we're going to kill the surface world.
Mm. Okay. Oh, anything else? Or is that going to wrap up the comic book section? I
believe that'll rippity wrap it up.
What? All right. So let's get the heck out of here.
All right. So, Sean.
Yep.
My dog has finally stopped eating all the starfish that I put in her bowl.
Yes.
So there are some left over. Mm-hmm. Would you like to eat any of these little babies?
Yes.
How many would you like? Because here on the Namor podcast, we have a patented rating scale of 1 to 5 starfish on how much we liked the comic. I feel like I did that in a weird order.
Possibly, but it sounds all right.
Okay. You get the gist.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, if you like political podcasts, check out The Gist with Michael Pesca.
Yes, there's a free one for you, Mike. Yeah. Okay, so covering all of this week's comics that we went over?
Yes.
And the Dragon Quest Builders and the Hero Forge.
So Invaders 1 through 12.
Yeah.
Major X 1 through 6. 0 through 6. There is a 0 issue.
And Dragon Quest Builders.
And Dragon Quest Builders and Hero Forge.
Okay, I'm going to give this 5.
Okay.
It seemed like a pretty good week.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Imperious Joe.
I'm going to give it 4 stars. Because
here on the Namor podcast, we have a patented 1 to 4. Is it 4 or 5? 1 to 5. 1 to 5 starfish. Mm-hmm. Why did I forget that? I just gave it 5. How many starfish would you like to give?
4.
What?
Because I don't know about this Hero Builders or Dragon Ball Quest Builder Z.
Yeah, but I didn't know about the comics.
Yeah, but you can guess.
Yeah, and you showed me a picture.
Yeah. Okay, 5. Because I trust your opinion. And the Hero Forge thing I will check out. And the other game I'll probably check out too.
Yeah, they're both good. Yeah. And there's probably a demo for the Dragon Quest
one. Is it on PS4 and Xbox?
I think so. I know it's on the Switch.
It seems like something Liam would like. Oh, it's a Switch game. Cool. Yeah. Even better. All right.
Yeah. So I'm playing it on the PS4. It is playable on the Switch.
Okay.
If you buy it on the PS4, then you can like play with people on the PS4 also. Hmm. If you buy it on the Switch, you can play with people on the Switch.
Oh, sorry. No cross-platform?
And I don't think so.
Okay.
I was really sad because I wanted to buy it for Virginia and have her play it on the Switch and then me on the PS4.
Right.
But I don't think it does that.
Yeah. And it's just Virginia.
Right. So
it don't matter.
Yeah. Whatever.
Oh, which we didn't mention. We all went to the beach a couple times.
Yes, we did.
One time.
No, we went to the beach a couple times, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Yes. To the beach. Yes. A couple times.
Yeah. Your family, my family.
Yes.
It was fun.
Yeah.
We went swimming, and we both acted like Namor.
Yeah.
Punched the waves.
Yeah.
Punched the people. Seaweeds.
Yeah. Punch the children.
That's how you got to deal with them these days.
Yeah.
Little rascals.
They'll never learn.
Yep. Dr. Imperious Joe.
I am Dr. Imperious Joe.
This week on the Namor podcast, we learned that you don't really necessarily have to read a comic book every time you want to make a podcast.
That's true. Well, I read a bunch of comic books.
So you don't really need to read anything.
So 1 out of 2 of us doesn't need to read anything.
And the rest of us can play video games.
That's true.
And we can still make a podcast about it.
Right. Oh, we did play video games together too. We failed to mention that. And then you get mad because I ride my bike and there's too much wind. Because I have to have my fan on me.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah. Because I'm insane and have too much energy and can't sit still, I have to ride my exercise bike while I play video games. And then I had a fan on me. Then Sean was asking why it sounded like There was so much wind.
A wind tunnel?
Yeah.
All right. So this week, what did we learn?
Oh, yeah.
The question. We learned, well, we didn't have to read comic books, but you read a comic book. We didn't have to play video games.
Oh, did I mention we played video games?
Yes. All right. So we learned that we don't necessarily have to do anything to make a podcast.
Right.
Next time, what do you think we should like do or shouldn't do?
Low enjoyable podcast.
Low enjoyable? Did you say low enjoyable?
Yeah, maybe people won't enjoy it because... Actually, I don't think people care about the comic that much.
I don't think they do either.
Yeah.
Anybody who did.
Yeah. But next week, if you do, you'll be in luck?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I'm in school. I got a lot of homework to do.
Oh, yeah. All right.
This is probably going to turn into something like, we'll give you updates on Namor and pop culture and
all that. Or I can read the comics and give a quick recap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah. Well, I read. I made it through fourth grade.
What?
Yeah. Unlike one other podcaster here. Oh, so what did we learn?
That we don't need to do anything to make a podcast.
Perfect.
So the question to be was, what do we not want to do next time in order to make a podcast?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe pudding? Like make pudding?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah,
because
we're here at my house. I could have made something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could have.
I could have.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry.
It's okay.
We got Taco Bell.
That was delish.
Yes. I got that triple crunch wrap. It's good.
I got one waiting.
Get it again.
I got a Mexican pizza and one of those because I saw you ordering one. And then I was like, yo.
Yeah.
That's got some cinny twisties.
Oh, yeah. Get them cinny twists.
Take those and put them in my belly. CTs. Segment. This is the part where we talk about commercials in a really interesting and funny way. So, anybody want some Taco Bell? I know we had that this week and it tasted pretty good. I got a Mexican pizza and Joe got a crunchy triple wrap. Got those thinny tum tums from my bum bums.
This week, we're also brought to you by Anchor, I'm pretty sure we're switching us over to. So if you listen to commercials at the beginning, I apologize. Just hit that skip button. But it seems like it's a free service, and it'll do good. Bye.
We'll still be on, like...
Yeah, it'll feed all of the same stuff. So if you subscribe, you'll still get it. It's just a hosting site instead of me paying lots of monies.
Host is fancy.
Yeah.
It's time once again for That's Namore.
Did I start this?
You start tweeting now.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
That's Namore.
That's Namore.
That's Namore.
That was terrible.
That was a spicy twist.
Yeah, that was bad. All right, so this week on...
A spicy cinnamon twist.
Oh, those are so good in my tum-tum. This week, we learned that Namor missed us.
Yes.
And that's true love.
And we missed him?
Yep. Namor.
Yes, my dearest.
So you missed us, did you?
It must have been very lonely in that tank all by yourself all summer.
Yes. All summer, all winter, all fall, all spring, all summer, all fall, all winter. Abs.
How long were we actually gone for?
Yeah, I felt like it was only a few months.
It must have been longer. Because, I mean, there's a lot of algae everywhere.
Yeah.
It's out of the tank now.
Yeah, it's like 80% algae in there. It looks like the Swamp Thing.
Yeah, did you turn into the Swamp Thing?
Shut up, you idiot. I don't even know who that is.
Did you at least have anyone visit you? Any Namore love?
No, I was locked tight in this stupid aquarium that you forced me to live in.
You told us to build this thing for you.
You kept complaining, my skin, it dries out on the surface world. Oh, boo, landlubber.
Yeah, and Lady Dorma wants to come in and look at me through this glass for some reason. And you kept pushing your abs against the glass like you were cleaning it.
Which that, nobody minded.
No. And when he pushed his little sheepy buns against the glass, nice.
Speaking of buns, did you two bros see any at the beach?
Yeah, of course. We live in California. There's tons of buns.
Yeah. There's a saying at the beaches, you... Nope.
Yeah, sun's out, buns out. I read that same sign.
I just started thinking about the buns. I couldn't speak anymore.
No, it's... It's, oh, no, I started thinking about them. Oh, well.
Buns.
I think we broke Namor.
Yeah, but does that really matter? We aren't even really, like, covering any comic books or anything. Like, we're just doing this to try to get into the movies so we can be extras.
Yeah, which now, well, I guess we'll talk about later. Could happen.
You're only doing this to get into movies?
Yeah, we said that lots and lots of times.
But we want you to kill us in the movies.
You said but. And yes, I would gladly kill you in the movies. And in real life. Gladly.
Well, Namor, are you glad that we're back?
Yes. For some damn reason, I am glad.
Do you need us to do anything for you before the next episode?
Clean my poopies.
Oh, girl. What's that in the distance?
I got smell lightning.
I hear something. Ooh. How
well, did you get it
said to get underground?
Can you feel that thunder rolling in? Sweet salty water that covers your fins. Let your gills fill up with a crunchy sound. And let your mind explode with a lightning round!
All right.
Yeah. You know, Hawk sound.
Hawking sound. It'll never go away. It'll never stop. I should have been like Pokemon sounds.
Yeah.
I don't know why we never did that.
Yeah.
And your daughter would have loved it.
Oh, and you should, when you see her next, ask her to do a dolphin impression for you.
Yeah, okay.
It is awesome. Pretty she swims good. Like a dolphin. She sounds exactly like one.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty
does
amazing.
Does she swim outside, like out of the water like a dolphin?
No, but she swims in the water like a dolphin. Oh, it's pretty cute. She's really good at it.
Nice.
That's a surprise, yeah.
Yeah, she's a great one.
Coyote of the Week.
Well, right. Coyote of the Week. That's right.
Yeah.
She was.
She won best student.
Best.
Yeah.
The best.
Second week of school.
Yeah,
meaning
none
she's
of
the
your
second
kids
best
did.
Kid.
Yeah. None of your kids did that. She did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should make stickers that say Ariel is the Coyote of the Week that you can put on your dog bumpers.
I'm surprised they didn't give me stickers. One.
No, just everybody. We should make those for everybody to buy. And put them on their cars.
Truth.
Okay, so you know all the stupid sounds. That means it's lightning round. Okay, who wants to go first?
You.
Neither of us have a script this time.
You.
So we're just going to have to make these up
you go first.
On the fly. Okay, question number one.
I'm number one.
That's right. I'm glad you remember. Have you seen the new Spider-Man movie yet?
No.
I gave you one thing to do, and it was to watch that movie. And I gave you that same one thing to do for a month.
I know. The extended cut comes out in theaters, right? Soon? Yeah.
I don't. There's an extended cut?
Well, there's going to be like extra scenes added.
Thing. In the theater?
Yeah.
They're doing the same thing they did with Endgame?
I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me. Except I said it already into a microphone, so it's quoted.
It's quoted. Well, I'm not going to go to the theater to see that. Unless we go together, then I'll go see it with you.
Let's try playing that. One of these Thursdays.
All right.
Okay.
Tried to plan it.
Yes.
That was the sound. Question number two.
You're no, I'm number. Wait,
you're thinking number about two? Those buns again?
You're number two.
You're number two.
I'm number two.
Yes.
Okay.
What level are you on Seek?
Seek?
Oh, now I know I'm a higher level than you are on Seek.
No, nothing new. No. Oh, Seek the app. Damn. Yeah, low. Damn it. What level are you? Now I have to do that more.
I have 131 species observed.
Oh, I think I'm like in the 20s or 30s, maybe.
Dang, I think Virginia might be beating you.
Yeah, so for any of you, Seek, it's an awesome app if you want to know about the plants in your area.
For, it I'd is say, so like fast. 80 to 90% of the time, it seems to get things pretty right.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's some stuff where I've been like, that's not right, right, actually. Like, it'll think a palm tree is like a fig or something like that.
Okay.
Like, or it just messes up like really weirdly.
Yeah.
Or I'm looking at a spider and it starts calling it a mushroom.
Like, oh, okay.
So,
yeah. It but it at to, least like, puts you on the right track if you really cared about
usually,
finding out what the plant was.
Like I said, I think 80 to 90% of the time, I think it's pretty accurate. But it's also just fun. It's fun to go around, look at nature and see all of the like plants.
Seeking stuff.
Especially if you live in an area like we do in Southern California where there's just such diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Like the crazy amount of wildlife and like plants and everything is really good here. Question number three.
Your number three.
That's right. Okay. If you were able to design yourself as a D&D character.
Mm.
What kind of role do you see yourself playing?
Mm. Like,
do you see yourself more as like a wizardy type or like a knight type or like a bard, like somebody telling stories or somebody who's be like going on exploration stuff?
Yes. Mm. Explorer person.
I don't even know if that's a real thing in D&D.
I'm sure it is.
But
I'm thinking in my head like rogue, but not the bad one. Like, I don't want to be like a thiefy thief that like just steals.
Speaking of.
But. Oh, what?
Speaking of rogue, not that one. Yes. Did you like rogue, not that one?
Mon chéri.
Oh my gosh. We have so many freaking pop culture things in this one. So I was thinking Star Wars. Rogue One.
Yes.
Rogue, not that one. And you were thinking Rogue from X-Men.
Yep. I did really like.
You did Gambit's voice.
Yeah. there's a Rogue One comic book adaptation. Mm. I liked it a lot better than the movie.
I love the movie.
Yeah, the movie was good.
The movie's my favorite Star Wars movie.
I just ordered it. It's at the shop right now.
Really?
We put it on today. Yes. Blu-ray.
Oh, Rogue One?
Yes.
Or the comic?
Rogue One.
Okay.
The comic I did order. As
okay. Bonus! Did you watch the trailer for Mandalorian?
No. I have not.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going to show that to you then.
I've heard it's pretty good.
We have to watch the trailer together.
Okay. Because I listened to that podcast. I think it's called Collider or something. No, Rule of Two. It's a Star Wars
great.
One.
Another free one for some other podcast. Was that three this?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, nobody's speaking of three, if you like comedy, listen to Threedom.
Is that a real one?
Yeah. It's Scott Aukerman, Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah, he told me to listen to this one.
That's a good one.
But I boycotted all of your ideas.
Yes.
Okay. So now it's up to you, non-scripto.
All right. Question number one. I'm number one. What level are you on Wizards Unite?
I think I just got to 23. Because if you're at 24, I'm one behind you.
Hmm. Yep. Okay.
Are we going to talk about how you got to such a high level or do you not
no.
want to talk about that?
Well, it's pretty been depressing enough. Question number two.
You're number two.
What time do you think you will start playing the Iceborne expansion that comes out next week?
This week.
This week, yes.
Yeah, this week.
Yeah.
It's supposedly Thursday at 5 p.m.
Okay.
I will try to be playing at Thursday at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get all my homework done so I can play this game. Like,
I'm going
right,
to like
right
definitely
away.
Pick the kids up early so I can get their homework done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, unless Rachel has that day off. Either way, yeah.
I'll try to get on at the same time. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably play alone for just a minute or two, try to like watch the movie or whatever, and then I'll like send a text and
cool.
all that.
Yeah, because I have all
Friday,
too.
Anybody who gets the text from me, then you'll know that I'll be wanting to play with you. If I don't have your phone number, then I can't text you.
And you could become Sean's friend on PlayStation 4. He is Big Boy Daddy Boy 69 420.
Big Boy Daddy Boy.
69420 exclamation point. Don't forget that part.
Yeah, question mark.
All right. Question number three.
I'm number three.
What is your favorite plant that you found on Seek?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. Maybe the orb weaver spider.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was a pretty cool one.
Mm-hmm. We found one of those, actually, right outside here.
Did you eat it?
No, but there's a
line
of bushes.
Can't get any powers if you don't eat them.
That the kids call spider bush. Oh, yeah. Liam always hopes that he tells me all the time he wishes spiders were radioactive.
So yeah.
He
could become he's Spider-Man. Not the only one.
Yeah. And he's still practicing his, what's that where you move stuff with your mind? Telekinesis?
Telekinesis. Yeah. Oh, did I tell you he's been able to speak with me telepathically now at my house? Yeah.
Nice.
We talk about spiders all the time.
Nice.
Yeah, he tells me how to make them.
Sweet.
Yeah, you just apparently kill things and mutilate them.
Yeah.
Then rebuild them.
Rip wings off of flies.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Put part of your evil into their bodies, and then they walk around and they bite people.
Nope. Oh, so bonus.
Oh.
You know they're coming out with the She-Hulk TV show.
Yes, but I don't know if that's live action or a
live
cartoon.
Live action.
Wow.
And there's a swirling bits of who should they cast for it? Who should they cast for it?
That's a tough question.
Thank you. That's what I'm here for. The tough questions.
Hmm.
And there is a right answer.
Okay. Dazzler Thor.
That would be great.
Man, I don't know. I don't know.
Betty White.
Betty White is a good answer. That's a good answer.
Yeah, I can't really think of anybody. Really, the girl who played Hellcat from Jessica Jones, I think, would be good.
I think she'd be good. Did you watch that series, like the new season?
No.
She does a really good job in it.
Mm-hmm. I think I made it like halfway.
I think she's
so
the best part of that season. She always looks like she could be Chris Hemsworth's sister to me. Mm-hmm. Like they have similar facial structure, mm-hmm. I think. They're both beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, you know,
there's talk of Alison Brie from Glow and Community.
I think she's good. She could be a good She-Hulk. The girl who's her rival in Glow could be a good one also, the blonde girl. I don't know her name.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's blonde girl. I know you're listening to our podcast right now because we're so popular and you care about us so much. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember your name. Even after all the love letters you sent us. I don't know.
Hmm.
I think Jennifer Connelly would be really good. She's already been in like a Hulk movie.
Right.
But I feel like.
And her name is already Jennifer, so there wouldn't be confusion.
Yeah. They could just say, Jennifer's on set. Mm-hmm. And then she'd be like, yo, here I am. Like,
don't get me angry.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Animal lawyer.
Yep. And then I'd pop out and I'd be like, ooh, I like you when you're angry. All right. So I think that wraps up lightning round.
Yep.
All right. I thought I was only supposed to do three.
Okay. So we're each doing it three times.
All right. I think that's good. That's four. Okay, so that's gonna wrap things up this week.
This is a wrap things up for this week. Hey everybody, we're back in town.
Turn that frown upside down.
Turn that frown upside down.
You did it.
Yay.
Good job. You're my favorite rapper.
Thanks. My favorite rapper is on a Kit Kat bar.
Any other little things we wanted to talk about?
Namor being in Black Panther 2.
Oh, yeah. There's that
2022. Yeah.
Is it for realsies he's going to be in it?
No, or
is it
just it's the major rumor, and it's almost, you would think.
Do you think when it has
But they haven't even written the script yet, so.
When Namor's involved, do you think it's a rumor instead of a rumor? Because I feel like we would mess that up and
yeah.
have to do an apology episode or right. something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be cool. And mm-hmm. what would be really, really cool is if we were in it also as extras and yeah, Namor killed us. Or we were Atlanteans.
Ooh, yeah.
And Black Panther killed us.
Yeah. That'd oh, man. Cool in...
Oh, look who's so fancy getting... Oh, guess they didn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, it was my dad. In, I think, the Invaders mm-hmm, comic, mm-hmm. I thought you would be so jealous because he attacks a city with chemical warfare that turns them into Atlanteans.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
They're all like rushing at fire hydrants because they realize that they can't breathe on the surface anymore and they can only live underwater.
That'd be my dream come true.
Yep.
No more taxes?
Nope. Well, Atlantean taxes. Atlant taxes.
Like, what do you think that's going to be? Like a couple shellfish?
Yeah, about 4 shells.
Here's a Garibaldi for you, yeah. Namor.
And, like, but.
Throw it as.
A bunch of people are trying to get no taxes, but they're socialist, so.
That was a good one.
And then there's, you know, the Capitealists.
What?
I was trying to do eel in
okay,
Capitealist.
I'm going to go for it. Okay. I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you.
All right.
I don't remember where we were.
I don't remember where we were. Joe just got like a crazy call from his dad.
Yeah, my dad called 3 times in a row.
Everybody loves Joe and everybody was a call-in.
So I thought it was important and apparently he was attempting to get scammed. And
yes. He wanted to get scammed.
Yeah. That's so horrible.
It was a very mean one.
Yeah, because they told him that I was in a car accident, my nose was broken, there was a pregnant lady involved, and that he had to post $2,000 bond.
To get Joe, Dr. Imperious Joe,
yes.
out of jail.
Right. And then so he drove to the bank and pulled out $2,000 because he said he was just running on pure emotion. Mm-hmm. And then driving to the place to go put it, to give them the money, he realized, wait, that none of this sounds right. Like, right. I don't recognize that guy's voice. And
yeah. So then he called you up to just make sure.
And like we talked about earlier with things that happened with my mom, like it's been a rough month for my dad. Mm-hmm. So I just feel really bad that like he was rushing and like mm-hmm. thought I was in a horrible accident and in jail.
Mm. Yeah.
So man, scammers.
Yep. And if you're a scammer and you're listening to this
show, just turn it off.
Stop listening to our podcast. Yeah. We don't want you to listen to us.
And whatever you're listening on, shove it down your throat till you choke on it.
Yeah. Or if you're the guy selling Gomez Mezco.
Oh, yeah.
Figure.
Choke on it.
Yeah. Hope you die. And I really hope that. I mean, I do, but I can't say it on stupid radio or whatever this is.
Yeah. The stupid radio.
Yeah.
That's what we're on now. We're at stupidradio.org. Big boy, big daddy. Or whatever. Big boy, daddy boy.
Yeah. Hair up. Glasses on. Okay.
Okay.
To all my sons and daughters. Is that right?
No. To all my nope. To all my
smoky buns and smoky ladies.
Oh. To all my
stars and garters.
That work. And all you artificially steam powered dreamers.
Yeah. What is it that I'm supposed to say?
To all my
avenging sons and avenging daughters.
There you go, yes.
I did it.
And
I found
you
it.
Steam power dreamers.
We hope you have a very good vacation. Good summer vacation. Yeah. Good back to school.
Yeah, back to school time.
Don't get scammed.
Yeah, don't get scammed.
Yep. Buy me Mezco Gomez Street Edition.
Yes.
San Diego Comic Con 2019 edition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Imperious Rex.
Don't leave me again, you idiots!